Welcome to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People and Pets.
And I am your host and past life reader. My name is Robin Alexis. And in just a moment, I'll introduce you to the man with the voice. He is the executive producer of Mystic Radio. And I just had a past life healing myself yesterday with another past life with him. So it's very exciting to get past life work done for oneself or for me to offer it to you. And we have an extraordinary pet expert on our show. His name is Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and I've decided that being able to have your pet have a healing with Dr. Nels is like a Christmas miracle. So if you want a Christmas miracle experience for your pet, you can call into our show. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our pet expert, he works with people for their pets remotely all over the world, and he assists them to restore the health and mobility to their pets when nothing else has worked. And now here's Bob, the man with a voice.
Hello, Mystic Radio audience, and welcome to Past Lives, People and Pets. That's a radio voice. If you want to talk to Robin for a past life reading today or a wonderful pet healing from Dr. Nels today, you can call the toll-free number 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527.
And why would you want to have a past life reading? Why would you want to call into Mystic Radio to receive a past life reading from me? Well, first of all, how many places can you go to get a past life reading and have one that all you have to do is pick up the phone and call the numbers that you'll be hearing again shortly? And what we discover is that we are eternal souls. We have bodies, but we are souls. And so if you want to learn what your soul's guidance is, what your soul's intuition is, being able to access the wisdom of all of your experiences is why you would want to get a past life reading. You want to unlock that gift for yourself. So if you would like a past life reading, you can call in to 888-298-5569 or locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Again, if you want a past life reading with me, or if you want a Christmas miracle type healing for your pet, you want to call and talk with Dr. Nels. I highly recommend it.
Or if you want to talk to both of them, which
some
of our people do.
That's true.
Give
us
a call too. Now remember, the intention of Mystic Radio has always been to enhance your ability to know, trust, and act upon your knowing. We just give you some information, then you got to put it through your own filter to decide what works for you. Hi, Dr. Nels.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome. We're so happy to have you joining the show, joining us on the show today. Please tell the audience a little about your work and how you can help their pets on today's program.
All right, great. And so what I do is help pets with serious health or mobility issues that haven't been getting help anywhere else. So if you've been to the vet and it's not working for your pet, that's when you want to get a hold of me. A few of the conditions that have responded well to my work are older pets that are having trouble going upstairs or jumping into bed, dogs that get a sudden fear of loud noises or have anxiety like separation anxiety, also chronic constipation or diarrhea of cats or dogs, and of course the thing that I'm probably most well known for is helping paralyzed pets to walk again. Bob?
How can people get a hold of you for your private work?
Well, if they want to get a hold of me, go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com, and there's a contact us button. Just click that and fill out the little form, and I'll get back to you shortly, and we'll have a consultation at no charge so I can find out if yours is the kind of case that I should be helping. And also, if our listeners want to see me in action or want to see what kind of work I'm doing, go to my YouTube channel, and that's at Nels Rasmussen on YouTube.
Remember, everybody, to set your alarm for 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time, so you will never forget to listen and call in to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. Take these numbers down. So if you want to talk to our wonderful healers today for a past life reading with Robin or a pet healing with Dr. Nels, take the number down. As soon as somebody hangs up, give us a call. The toll-free number is 888 298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Now, when you call in, you have one question to ask Dr. Nels or Robin, so make it a good one. And everybody on hold and everybody's going to be calling, please listen to this. If you are on your phone, please turn down your computer or your radio before you get on the call with these master healers so they can assist you with your call and we can heal it. If you don't do that, we can't hear you properly. So we have a great show for you coming up today with our courageous callers. I'm going to play the gong so that we clear the energy for the show, and then we will get to the callers.
That feels yummy.
Robin loves the gong. She loves to clear the energy. Because we have to do a lot of that. So let's get to our callers. We're going to go to Detroit, and we have got Nana with us. Nana, who has a question for Robin. Nana, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hi, I miss you all. I hope you're good.
We are, Nana. How may we serve you?
Oh, man, I've been doing a lot of healing, and I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm just need a clearing or something. Could you help me, Robin?
Well, what I'm feeling is that both of us, both Dr. Nels and myself, could be of service to you. So if you can see if your higher self will give permission for that, that would be good. Okay. I'm actually going to go to Dr. Nels first. I'm seeing a lot of light around you, and I think he can help you embody your light body a little more efficiently. So, Dr. Nels, what are you feeling in this situation?
All right. Yes, I have tuned in. Hi, Nana. Good to talk to you.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. Yay.
Yes. And what I found is that there's a problem with the feeling of trust. And what that usually means is you've encountered a situation where your trust has been violated or taken advantage of in some way. And what's happened is the really powerful vibration of trust, that is trusting in God and that the universe has your back and everything is happening for you and not to you, that's been messed up by this other feeling that you just can't trust people. And so we've got to get rid of that. That negative feeling of you just can't trust people. And the way we're going to do that is I'm going to have you close your eyes and look down and to the right with just your eyes, and then take a breath in and hold it and think the word trust and the number 7. And while you're doing that, I'll be contacting points on the back of your head and waiting for a synchronization to occur here. There's some pulsations coming in, and a shift is happening. Trust, number 7, and there we go. They've synchronized. You can open your eyes again, Nana, and let me check and see if there's anything else around this issue. No, I think we're going to hand it back to Robin here and see what you've got now, Robin.
Okay, so Nana, what I'm experiencing with you is that the original trust issue doesn't appear to be going into previous incarnations. It appears to go right when you were born in this particular lifetime. Do you know anything about what happened to you right when you were being born?
Yeah, the cord was wrapped around my neck.
Oh, sweetie. So that would definitely cause a wee one to be feeling distrustful of coming into the world. So if you can allow for this healing that Dr. Nels just brought forth to you to move through quantum physics, to move into the experience of that little baby being born, and you show yourself to her as you are now with all this wisdom and light that you have, and trust that you have, and see if you can get her to trust you. And there you go, right there. Can you feel your energy shifting, Nana?
Yeah, I feel vibrating.
Yeah. Good. And so as you're doing that and healing your own self-birth here, I want to just jump back to Dr. Nels for a moment. Is there anything else you're seeing as she's retrieving her own soul retrieval of her inner baby there like that?
Yes, and what I'm seeing is, Nana, what will help you going forward here is to touch yourself right in the center of your chest where your feeling center is, and remind yourself throughout the day and every day the thought, I trust, and really try to get that feeling of trust right there in your heart. And that will help keep your energy clear and you'll be now able to pull in more of the energies that you need to manage your health and your life in a much better way.
And I do want to accentuate that, Nana, in that I see that as you are trusting yourself to bring in your own newborn self, that she is bringing in the memory of her own light and her own connection to Mother Earth. And she's moving into what I've learned to call mutual reciprocity, meaning that the universe and the earth and all life is giving you what you need to fulfill your earthly mission. And so this is a very beautiful healing that you've allowed yourself to be vulnerable live on the air and receive. And we're all so grateful for your presence on the earth. And thank you for healing yourself and offering the healing that you do to others, Nana. Thank you so much.
Okay. It's just that the trust thing goes all the way up to the day. I've been abused my whole life and I'm tired.
Well, sweetheart, it would be only normal to be tired of being abused, but you've just lifted the cause of that pattern out of your field. And so now what's going to be important is that you don't remain vigilant of how it used to be, but rather you become vigilant of this new energy and this new habit and this new way of being within yourself and in your life. Thank you for the call, Nana.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Thanks, Nana. And here's a little surprise. Dr. Nels can help people, too, as well as pets.
I spent 40 years helping people.
Yeah. Well, it's becoming very clear on the air all your abilities, and we get surprised almost every week.
Oh, you're such a trip. We love you. Okay, let's see who else we got.
And we're going to go to San Diego here, and we've got Amy with us. Amy, welcome to Mystic Radio, looking for a past life reading from Robin.
Well, thank you for all the fun today, because we're very wet here in San Diego. I guess we're experiencing Seattle today.
Oh, wait a second. I lived in Southern California for many, many, many years. Poor Southern California. You getting a little rain on you down there? Oh, we had 4 feet of snow in our front yard last week. Anyway, welcome to the show.
How can we sit? Yeah.
I wanted to move forward and do my real work in nutrition and food. And I just want to start right now. I want to start right now. I cannot understand why I am not sharing my wisdom or even how to do it.
You've brought your energy forward into the presence of the here and now. So you've actually done a lot of healing on yourself thus far. But I do sense what you're talking about when you bring your full-on essence into the presence of the here and now, there's a sense of like agitation in your field. And I think what it is that there's a way that you are understanding that even though you showed up, there's a way that the world isn't ready for what you have. It's like, who's going to be willing to actually receive the essence and the energy behind the nutritional offering that you do? Because you've called into the show before, and I know how deep your work will go, and I get the sense that you're not trusting that the people who you serve in the presence of here and now will show up. So because it appears to be another trust issue, I'm going to go back to Dr. Nels and see if there's something that he's feeling that could help you vibrate in the here and now with trust. Or whatever else you're seeing.
Yes. Well, and you're exactly right, because I was, of course, tuning in while she was talking. And Amy, trust is a big issue. And it's not necessarily the trust of others. It is the trusting that the universe really has your back, and that the pure energy that you're putting out is going to bring the right people into your field of influence and then you will be able to provide what you want to them. And so the way to work with that trust is, as I was talking with Nana a minute ago, is putting your hands over the center of your chest and really feeling the warmth from your hands going deep into your heart, and then feel that warmth as the feeling of trust and trusting that what you have to say is being heard by those people who need to hear it, and just really feeling that. That's what you need to do. There's not a special button I need to push in this case. It's just reminding yourself to trust that your vibration is matching those people who need to hear you. So that's what I'm. That's what I'll say for you right now, Amy. How about you, Robin?
Here a second. My gut, and I'm not the healer that these two guys are, at least on the air I'm not. It's about trusting yourself, Amy. Trusting yourself. I think that's what I'm getting, is not trusting everybody else, because everybody else is going to be doing what they're doing. I mean, look at what's going on. But it's trusting yourself.
Well, and Amy, how do you feel about that? I have more suggestions, but before I go there, I want to know if you want to respond to these two lovely men.
You know, I do agree with them. If I don't trust myself, how are others going to trust me? So I get the little tango I'm doing here.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it just stumps me that I have this in me. So there's a good lesson and a good reason for it.
Well, and the other thought that came to me is, if you're uncomfortable working with humans, have you ever thought about working with pet nutrition? Maybe you could, you know, like a lot of people like to either make their own pet food, but maybe they don't have time to do it. Maybe you could be the one who makes the pet food for the week for people, and they could come pick it up from you, something like that. Anyway, you know, sometimes if we're not comfortable with humans, we can find another way to be of service. So,
well, I think that's what the popularity about our animals are, and why Dr. Nels and Robin are doing this on the show, is because our animals are what's giving us comfort these days. It's not humans, really.
Well, the audience of Mystic Radio is a good collective consciousness, and I know there's other pockets of energy, but the problem is there's lots of pockets of collective consciousness that's in harmony, but then all those pockets of collective collectiveness aren't in coherence. And that is what we need to do, is to bring all of our different frequencies into coherence. And that is actually one of the sole purposes of Amy, is to bring back that light field of coherence. And so for her to develop the confidence is very important, and the confidence to know that she's being heard and that what she has to say is important. So thank you for the call.
Thank you, Amy. And the lesson here is trust yourself, which is goes back to what this show is all about.
Oh, you're
trusting
right.
Your own self, your own instincts, your own women's intuition, or whatever you want to call it.
Let's call it divine feminine, because we all have that.
Oh, we do. I got plenty of it. Anyway, thank you for the call, Amy. If you want to talk to Robin or Dr. Nels today, give us a call toll-free, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We will be back after these messages. This is Mystic Radio.
Have you ever wondered how Robin Alexis has all of the metaphysical gifts that she does? This is Robin. The way that I got them was I died. I died three different times and came back just to be here for you, so that I would have all these skills to be of service to you. So why don't you call me for a session, a personal, private, one-on-one phone session? Doesn't that sound delightful? You call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. And he will help you schedule your appointment. Or if you really want to have some fun, visit robinalexis.com. Check out my website. It's really fun. And while you're there, book your private one-on-one phone session in the Mystic Store. Namaste.
Do you have a product or service that needs to be communicated to a large audience of sensitive and metaphysically minded people? Mystic Radio has that strong worldwide audience you are looking for. Mystic Radio has been on the air since 2005, first in Santa Barbara, California, and since 2008 on Alternative Talk 1150 in Seattle. The few select products and services Robin Alexis has promoted on Mystic Radio have actually created very successful revenue and businesses for people. If you have a product or service and you want to target and reach sensitive and metaphysical people, consider advertising on Mystic Radio. Our audience is just like you. We have the people you want to reach with your products and services. For information about offering your products or services to a targeted audience that will be receptive, call Bob Bordenero at 530-859-2499 or email bob@robinalexis.com for more details. Reach the exact people who you need to reach with your product or services, either locally in Washington State or to our worldwide audience. To become an advertising supporter of Mystic Radio and create success for your business, contact Bob Bordenero at 530-859-2499 or email bob@robinalexis.com for details. Advertising on Mystic Radio could be just what you need to start or enhance your business and create new customers and clients.
Are you curious about your past lives? The information in your past lives could be a treasure trove. Haven't you been interested in finding out what it is that you really know deep inside of yourself? And what if you could use that information to create a better life for yourself? What are you waiting for? You can call me, Robin Alexis, and book a session, and I will help you find the keys to unlock the treasure of your soul's wisdom. You can book a session with me by calling Bob at 530-859-2499 or go to robinalexis.com and book in the Mystic Store. That's robinalexis.com and book your past life reading.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People and Pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington, and of course back in the studio in Bellevue, Washington. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it is Mystic Radio.
And I am really looking forward to seeing who's going to start booking their sessions for January 2020. Do you want to start the new year out with a clean slate?
A clean slate. See, we're in the holidays now. We just got done with Thanksgiving, and now we're going into the Christmas and end of the year holidays, New Year's Eve. And sometimes you're with people that you might not resonate with. There might be energies. We are taking reservations for Robin's readings now for January. So think about it now. We're starting to get booked up for that first week of January. So if you're interested, give us a call at 530-859-2499.
And you can visit the website robinalexis.com and go in the Mystic Store to book your session that way. And when you're there, you can click on the YouTube channel and listen to over 150 Mystic Radio shows there. But one of the things that's starting to get quite flourishing is conversation following the Mystic Radio shows on Facebook. We have people who are sharing the adoptions of their pets. We have people who are sharing when their pets are crossing over, and the community is just, you know, supporting each other. We even had a woman from Thailand this week ask us to send healing to a cat that she has. And so we are being heard worldwide. Our pets are being joined together worldwide. So please join us at Facebook at Robin Alexis.
And to get all of Dr. Nell's contact information so he can work on your pets, you can go to healingministryforanimals.com. Let's get back to some of our callers. We are going to go over to Squim, Washington, and we've got Phyllis with us. Phyllis, welcome to Mystic Radio, and Phyllis wants to talk to both our healers. So you're on with both the healers, Phyllis.
Well, thank you. Today is the happiest birthday I've ever had, and I feel like I'm opening up more and more thanks to the support I've received from both you, Robin, and Dr. Nels. I'm doing my best to focus on benefiting from the wisdom and the bliss from my past lives. And I was wondering, is there anything that you or Dr. Nels have to tell me to support me in continuing to up-level and shine my light to others better than ever? And I want to say thanks to Nana and Amy for their calls. Hooray for you guys.
Happy birthday. That's exciting.
Happy birthday, Phyllis.
Yes, and you guys are my best present to myself. Thank you.
Well, it's quite lovely that you got on, that's for sure. What I'm noticing with you, Phyllis, is believe it or not, you've had a lot of different birthdays in previous incarnations, which you also chose to have as your portal of departure. And so I think there's a way that that's not a bad thing. And, you know, you're getting information whether you're coming or going. And we're actually going into some records that I've never gone into for anyone live on the air. It's the umbilical cord records. Those are different than the Akashic records of when you're actually here in human form. These are in the in-between lives. And what I'm seeing is that you've moved to an octave of your own evolution of consciousness where you can begin accessing your in-between life Akashic records and your off-planet records even more. You're going to be able to connect more with your quantum self, quantum physics, your own ability to do healing work yourself. You're starting to connect in through the Pleiadian time portal. That's where your high self can travel through that frequency to connect to your high self, get information, and then bring it back through that Pleiadian time capsule back to your high self and back into the presence of now. One of the lifetimes that you're connecting into where you are pretty adept at doing that, that I just spoke to you about, is a lifetime, actually I'm getting several lifetimes, in Atlantis. Now, when we start connecting in with lifetimes such as Atlantis, we begin to work with some different energy organs and meridians than we normally do. And those feel like those could use some recalibration. Now, before I go any further with that, does that resonate to you, Phyllis? And then let's go over to Dr. Nels and see if he has something to tweak for you.
It resonates to me in that I'm thrilled to hear it.
Good.
So I'm going to say yes.
All right.
All right. Well, so what I'm interested in, Phyllis, is, and you don't have to tell the entire world what it is, but do you have a physical issue that you would like to see improved? You can just
I'm
say
happy
yes or
to
no.
Say that I'm yeah. almost struggling to say to find it, but yes.
Okay. All right. So I want you to focus on that because that's what I was picking up is the doorway in to where we can do something that's going to be great for your birthday is through the physical channel. So think about what's going on in your body and we'll see what we can do here. Right. It is a reactive thought. So it's all right. And the feeling that comes in is a feeling of being vulnerable. And I'm going to see if we need to transmute that to a positive. Yes, we do. And it's perfection, which is basically the concept everything that happens to me is perfect, and perfection is what already is. And we just want to let that vibration in to realize that the feeling of vulnerability is one of our, you might almost call it a human failing, because as a perfect, divine, and eternal spirit, we're really not vulnerable, we're invulnerable. And that's the perfection of the universe. So what we're going to do is help open that channel up a little for you. Okay, what I'm going to have you do is I want you to look down and to your right and take a breath in and hold it. And holding your breath, think perfection and the number 7. And I'm contacting a couple of points on the left side of your head, back of your head and your temple, feeling for a pulsation to indicate a shift happening. And it's coming in. Perfection, number 7. And there we go. The shift has happened. All right, you can open your eyes. And let's see, Phyllis. Yes, that's got it. We've opened up that channel. We've sort of erased the vulnerability and allowed perfection to really come in there. So there's your birthday present from me.
Wow.
I guess you felt that waves of energy, huh? Hey, Phyllis, would you, and Dr. Nels too, would you guys tune into her navel chakra in her navel itself and the relationship between the navel and the umbilical cord, and just see if there's anything else that needs to happen there, or is what just happened going to continue to open that frequency up for her to have communication with
right.
her wisdom
That's
in there?
Good call. I have connected that umbilical chakra to the third eye. There seemed to be a little bit of a glitch in there, not quite free-flowing energy. And now I can feel that is pulsating and synchronizing, and that's now flowing perfectly the way it should. So there we are, the icing on the cake, the birthday cake.
Okay.
And don't forget to blow the candles out.
Yeah, my whole upper lip and nose started vibrating when,
all right.
when Dr. Nelson was
Phyllis,
talking.
Phyllis, I'm sorry. I kept jumping in on you. I'm so excited to be speaking with you today, and I do apologize for that. But the other thing is, have you ever spoken in light language?
Not that I know of. I mean, not in this lifetime, not that I know of.
Okay. Well, just be open to it. Thank you for your call, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Phyllis. And if you want to talk to Dr. Nels for pets or Robin for past lives or both of them for whatever, this is Mystic Radio. Give us a call now, toll-free, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call now. Get into the queue. Talk to the guys. After the break, this is Mystic Radio.
Are the events of your life or the events of the world getting you down or off balance? Successful and conscious people recognize when their energy is off kilter. Busy parents and professionals can't afford to mismanage their energy. When you feel something is not right, schedule a one-on-one personal phone session with Robin Alexis immediately. When you realize you're out of balance and things are not going well. In a testimonial, one person said, "In my personal experience with Robin, she has brought peace of mind to my hectic life. She's like a psychic spiritual empowerment coach that I can rely on, who helps me reset my stamina in 1 hour." Call Bob now at 530-859-2499 and schedule your private one-on-one phone session with Robin Alexis. If it's more convenient, purchase your session at the Mystic Store on robinalexis.com. That's the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. Let the metaphysical mother, Robin Alexis, help you keep it together in this unsettling world.
Do you have a product or service that needs to be communicated to a large audience of sensitive and metaphysically minded people? Mystic Radio has that strong worldwide audience you are looking for. Mystic Radio has been on the air since 2005, first in Santa Barbara, California, and since 2008 on Alternative Talk 1150 in Seattle. The few select products and services Robin Alexis has promoted on Mystic Radio have actually created very successful revenue and businesses for people. If you have a product or service and you want to target and reach sensitive and metaphysical people, consider advertising on Mystic Radio. Our audience is just like you. We have the people you want to reach with your products and services. For information about offering your products or services to a targeted audience that will be receptive, call Bob Bordenero at 530-859-2499 or email bob@robinalexis.com for more details. Reach the exact people who you need to reach with your product or services, either locally in Washington State or to our worldwide audience. To become an advertising supporter of Mystic Radio and create success for your business, contact Bob Bordenero at 530-859-2499 or email bob@robinalexis.com for details. Advertising on Mystic Radio could be just what you need to start or enhance your business and create new customers and clients.
Would you like a private psychic as an advocate? In your life right now, during these vulnerable times, wouldn't it be nice to have someone you could speak with that would help you rebalance your energy? You would be surprised how many busy, conscious parents and professionals can't afford to mismanage their energy. They have to have someone help them. These people recognize when their energy is off kilter, and if they're calling me, they trust me to assist them. One of my clients says that I bring her peace of mind to her hectic life. and that she feels like I'm a personal, psychic, spiritual empowerment coach that she can rely on. Would you like a hand up? I'm here to serve you. You call Bob at 530-859-2499 and schedule your one-on-one phone session with me that way, or for your convenience, you can visit the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com. Visit the Mystic Store or call Bob 530-859-2499 and let me help you get strong to be you and take care of all your responsibilities. Lean on me. Let me serve you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People and Pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. If it is Wednesday or Sunday, it is Mystic Radio.
And I do invite you to consider, what is your self-care going to be in 2020? You can begin booking sessions now in January to get some assistance to launch the new year out in the way that you would like. You can do that by calling Bob at 530-859-2499 and he'll get you scheduled. Or you can visit the website robinalexis.com and book in the Mystic Store. You might also want to keep those Reiki healing portals that are constantly on 24/7 on my website, robinalexis.com. You can just turn it on and minimize it, and it allows for the Reiki healing energy to come to you in your home and keep it nice and peaceful and loving during these holiday times. And of course, we do welcome you to have conversation with Dr. Nels and myself on Facebook right now. That is at Robin Alexis is the place to join us, Robin Alexis.
And all of Dr. Nels' information, if you want his services, healingministryforanimals.com. You can't beat him. If you want to talk to Robin for a past life reading or Dr. Nels for a pet healing today, give us a call now. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We're going to get back to our callers, and we have got Karen from Everett, Washington. Karen's looking for a pet healing. Karen, welcome to Mystic Radio. You are on with Dr. Nels.
Thank Hello, you. Karen. Hi, Dr. Nels.
All
and
right.
Robin.
Hi.
So, what can I do for you today?
I am calling about my cat, Chester.
Chester.
He doesn't seem to be doing very well, and I'm actually wondering if I should have him put down.
Okay,
or is there a magical reset we can get today?
Yeah. Well, tell me a little more about him, and I'll tune in here. You know, what's going on with him, that sort of thing?
He has stopped kind of eating as much, and he seems a bit lethargic. He seems like he's got labored breathing.
All right, yeah. Okay, well, I have tuned in, and there's some reset that does need to be done. As far as what result we can expect, well, better comfort is like number one, and that may be all we get. Sometimes in this situation, though, you get quite a nice little lift. I recently had a case with a dog who was pretty much at death's door when we started, and she had a couple of pretty good weeks before she did pass, but it was wonderful to see how much more energetic and happy she was for that little bit of extra time that she had left. And sometimes that's all we can hope for. And so here we have, we have good synchronization, good balance with Chester. Let's see if there's anything else here. Yes, I need to do that on both sides of his body. So we're going to be switching over to the left side and balancing that. And how old is Chester now?
Oh, gosh, maybe 17 or older, because
yeah.
I adopted him, so I'm not exactly sure.
Right. Right. Well, he's had a good life then. All right. We're getting a good synchronization here. And that is done. Let's see if there's anything else. I'm not picking up anything else. Anything you see here, Robin, that we should be working with?
Well, I felt I can see and hear, and Chester's very excited that Karen called into the show. So, Karen, he's definitely thanking you for that. He's thanking you, Dr. Nels, for just letting him settle into himself. He actually isn't thrilled about dropping his body. He's kind of had a real... had a lot of mojo in this one and really enjoyed it and really enjoyed you too, Karen. So he is going to quietly linger as long as he can, but when he does drop his body, it does look like it will be very, very peaceful. And there's other pets that either were yours or friends of his that are on the other side that are gathered there, kind of just hanging out, waiting for him for when he does come. So he certainly won't be lonely, no matter where he is, whether he's in body or not. But given all of that information, Karen, how are you doing?
Well, kind of hard to talk right now.
So let's, everyone who's listening to the show, we've all gone through the agony of losing a pet. And so let's right now open our hearts and our love and send all the support we can to Karen and her cat Chester. Inamakai anamakai she o inamakai she o. The angels are singing to your animal lover's heart, Karen. And there's many, many people who are supporting you. And we welcome you to call back into the show, too, as this process goes on. And if you need more support, we're right here for you. We're your family. Thank you for the call, Karen.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
And in this time when we have these pets who we love so much, and they're going through end-of-life transitions, it's been a long time. We need to take care of ourselves too, because we get emotionally attached to these beautiful animals. And so remember, when we're going through this, to take care of yourselves also.
You know, this may be offensive to some people, but I am a mother who has lost a child. And I feel that the way I love my four-leggeds is very similar to how I love my two-leggeds. So when people are losing a pet, to me, they're losing a child. They're losing a part of themselves. I mean, when we have animal lover's heart or we have a mother's heart, it beats with love and it beats hard. And so let's honor Karen and Chester and anyone who goes through this. It's not pleasant.
It's not pleasant, and I can attest to Robin being mom to our four kitties who run around here. She even scolds them.
Are you telling me on the air, honey?
When they need to, and I do too. But
okay, so cat daddy.
Okay. I do too. I'll admit that. But they are our children. We love them.
Yeah, they are. They are, truly.
If you want to talk to Robin or Dr. Nels, Pet Healings or Past Lives, give us a call now. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Well, it's time for Bob's Kitty Corner, where I give you facts about dogs and cats that you might not know. Did you know your dog has a sense of time and misses you when you're gone? If you think your dog knows when it's time for dinner or a walk, you're right. Dogs pick up on our routines and habits, and they also sense how much time has passed since they have last seen you. So you can keep that in mind, dog owners. And cats, the fact for today is cats only have 470 taste buds, which is quite different from humans who have 10,000, or even dogs, which have only 1,700. Because cats are carnivores, which means they must eat meat in order to survive and have a difficult time digesting plants, they do not need as many taste buds because their diet is not meant to be varied. That's our Kitty Corner for today. And now let's get back to some of our callers. We have got Kay from Federal Way, Washington, who is looking for a pet healing and a past life discussion with Robin. So, Kay, you're on with the healers. This is Mystic Radio.
Hi-ho, Robin, and hello, Dr. Nell.
Hi, Kay. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've had a bit of a hard time the past 6 months. with the panics and that sort of thing. And Tabitha's been trying to process a lot of this energy, and I've been trying to stay in a mode of gratitude and healing. But I know that it's taking she's taking the grunt of it, and I keep telling her that it's not her job and she needs to let it go. But I know from her behavior that she's getting a little more clingy to me and getting a little more wanting, the food fresh more often and the water fresh more often.
So here's what we're going to do, Kay. I am going to tune in to Tabitha and do some balancing there. I'm picking some things up that need some work, and we'll turn you over to Robin to see what she can find to help you through what you're going through.
That's an excellent plan, Dr. Nels. Okay, I am feeling that your Akashic records are very, very open, and that is extraordinarily challenging to anyone, because if you're simultaneously running the feeling frequency for more than one lifetime, that is certainly overwhelming. And so when we understand that feelings are timeless, meaning that if we don't feel them organically or authentically in a previous incarnation, at some point, wherever we compartmentalize them, they're going to bubble up to be witnessed and experienced. And you appear to have multiple lifetimes where you're very active in and running a lot of energy. You also seem to be a sensitive, meaning that in each one of these lifetimes, you weren't just feeling your own feelings, you were empathic in feeling what the whole village or community was feeling in these different lifetimes. And I can see the different images of you from these different lifetimes turning and looking at me, and they're like, what, we can let this go? And yes, you can let it go, Kay. It's not your fault that the people who were in your communities in those lifetimes didn't awaken. You, as a soul fulfilling your soul purpose and soul mission, have consistently shown up and done your role plus more. And you've been very, very compassionate. And there comes a time where we have to lay it down, and we have to trust that other people are either going to come along or not. But we are no longer their teacher or the one holding the energy for that to happen. At some point, they have to be accountable. Now, I am watching energy shift, and I'm watching some soul retrieval activity coming through. So, Kay, what, if anything, are you feeling in your body right now?
Oh, it's a lot of relief.
Good.
The permission to lay it down and to not take responsibility for things that I'm not responsible for.
No.
Still in indecision. And that seems to be my struggle, is I'm constantly in indecision.
Well, I give you permission to let go of the indecision, to let go of wondering if it's the right time to let it go, because it is. You want to let go. There you go, right there. You're doing a really good job. It may be a good time for Bob to play the gongs too, so that the energy can travel. The sound and I hear, Kay, that there are many people listening to the show right now who are also just letting it go. We know that it's not our fault. And there you go. Wow, that's so much better. I'm sure this has got something to do with what Dr. Nels is doing too. So Dr. Nels, are you ready to share what magic you're doing over there?
Well, I've been working with Tabitha, and she definitely needed her fight flight system reset, because she has been, as you know, Kay, a sponge for you and absorbing some of your energies. So we've cleared that now. And so here we are. It's beautiful. You both have a nice clear slate to go forward with here.
I'm doing fantastic.
All right.
Thank you, too, for the assistance. Thank you so much. Blessings all.
All
Thank
right,
you.
And you're so welcome, Kay. I look forward to talking to you again.
This is Mystic Radio. We will be back after these messages.
Have you ever wondered how Robin Alexis has all of the metaphysical gifts that she does? This is Robin. The way that I got them was I died. I died three different times and came back just to be here for you so that I would have all these skills to be of service to you. So why don't you call me for a session? A personal, private, one-on-one phone session. Doesn't that sound delightful? You call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. And he will help you schedule your appointment. Or if you really want to have some fun, visit robinalexis.com. Check out my website. It's really fun. And while you're there, book your private one-on-one phone session in the Mystic Store. Namaste.
Do you have a product or service that needs to be communicated to a large audience of sensitive and metaphysically minded people? Mystic Radio has that strong worldwide audience you are looking for. Mystic Radio has been on the air since 2005, first in Santa Barbara, California, and since 2008 on Alternative Talk 1150 in Seattle. The few select products and services Robin Alexis has promoted on Mystic Radio have actually created very successful revenue and businesses for people. If you have a product or service and you want to target and reach sensitive and metaphysical people, consider advertising on Mystic Radio. Our audience is just like you. We have the people you want to reach with your products and services. For information about offering your products or services to a targeted audience that will be receptive, call Bob Bordenero at 530-859-2499 or email bob@robinalexis.com for more details. Reach the exact people who you need to reach with your product or services, either locally in Washington State or to our worldwide audience. To become an advertising supporter of Mystic Radio and create success for your business, contact Bob Bordenero at 530-859-2499 or email bob@robinalexis.com for details. Advertising on Mystic Radio could be just what you need to start or enhance your business and create new customers and clients.
What are you doing right now? Instead of mindlessly scrolling your Facebook feed to see what some old ex is up to and then getting upset about it, or imagining a revenge fantasy because you feel rejected, make a different choice. You are personally invited by Robin Alexis to visit her website, robinalexis.com. When you accept her invitation, you will feel like you're on Robin's playground. You can choose to play with her three free Reiki healing portals and receive powerful healings right through your computer or mobile device. You can read and download Robin's two ebooks, Raising Humanity, in which she channels information from our beloved apostle, Mary Magdalene, and how to raise consciousness, and Robin's Song, a book about her life and how she got out of her doldrums. These books can be found under the tab Meet Robin Alexis on robinalexis.com. You can listen at your leisure to archives of Mystic Radio on Robin's YouTube channel. You can learn all about her monthly worldwide full moon meditations. What are you waiting for? Come play on Robin's metaphysical website playground at robinalexis.com. Your invitation is waiting. That's robinalexis.com. Let go of looking in the rearview mirror of your life and put your big girl pants on. Let yourself sing a song of gratitude and joy with Robin at robinalexis.com. You will feel her love and acceptance of you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People and Pets from Mystical Mount Shasta and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it is Mystic Radio. To get in touch with us for sessions with Robin, and you might want to make your reservations, we invite you to make your reservations for the new year in January when sessions open up. So give us a call now. People are starting to book in January. The phone number is 530-859-2499, and you can check out our website, robinalexis.com, for details. Also, get all of Dr. Nell's contact information at healingministryforanimals.com. Very quickly, Dr. Nell's, do you have any information maybe for our listeners about picking up holiday energies that might not serve them, might not serve the people, or around Christmas trees with cats jumping on trees or whatever?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that question. So this, I like to think of this time of year as the time of pure radiant love. And then we go back into our minds about our families and some of the interactions we've had even around Christmas time. And there can be a lot of negative energy there. Maybe people don't agree politically. And so what I encourage people to do, because our pets are soaking up our energy. Energy flows downhill from us to our pets. And if they're soaking up negative vibrations because we don't agree politically with members of our family or that sort of thing, we just need to let that go, even if it's just for the season. Forgive the others, forgive yourself for feeling that way, and just try to bathe in that pure love.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to all our wonderful callers today. You make the show what it is. Thanks to Benny back in the studio for flying the bus for us here at Mystic Radio. We'll see you next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific time. This is Mystic Radio.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.